But this statue was absolutely not made to titillate. She's a religious being, one of the spiritual protectors to whom the Buddhist faithful can turn in distress, and from a religious tradition that has no difficulty at all in happily combining divinity and sensuality. The statue of Tara takes us into a world where faith and bodily beauty converge to move us beyond ourselves. It also tells us a great deal about the world of Sri Lanka and South Asia 1,200 years ago. The island of Sri Lanka, separated from India by only 20 miles of shallow water, has always been an important hub in the seaborne trade that stitches the lands of the Indian Ocean together. In the years around 800 AD, Sri Lanka was in close, indeed constant, contact with the neighbouring kingdoms of South India, but also with the Islamic Abbasid Empire in the Middle East, with Indonesia and with Tang China. Sri Lankan gems were particularly highly prized, and 1,200 years ago, rubies and garnets from here were being regularly traded to east and west, reaching the Mediterranean and possibly even Britain. Some of the gems from the great Anglo-Saxon ship burial at Sutton Hoo may well have come from Sri Lanka. But it was not only goods that travelled. The teachings of the Buddha, who lived and preached in North India sometime around 500 BC, had gradually evolved into a complex philosophical and spiritual system of conduct designed to liberate the individual soul from the illusion and suffering of this world.